The Muslim holy month of Ramadan began in late August this year, meaning all-day fasting and sizzling heat in most Muslim countries. In Baghdad, there's an added misery. Families there shopping for their usually festive evening meals are finding that high food prices and meager food rations are making life difficult. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Baghdad.
Zafrania is a poor, mostly Shiite corner of south-central Baghdad, where families were looking forward to the fasts of Ramadan. That was because the government had promised that the food rations they rely on for sustenance would be enhanced with holiday treats and extras for their iftars, the evening meals that break the daytime fast. Instead, 38-year-old Hayat Karim is left once again telling one of her three daughters to cook the rice and little else.
We never have meat, to be honest. I mean, we have it, but very rarely. We don't buy fruits because they are very expensive. All we received in the food ration for Ramadan was the cooking oil. When we asked the food ration agent, where is the rest of the food? He said it wasn't his fault. That was all he received from the Minister of Trade.
The ninth month of the Muslim calendar, Ramadan, is when tradition says the Holy Quran was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad. It's a time to reflect on the importance of living according to the principles of the Quran and the life of the Prophet. In recent times, it has developed a more commercial aspect. Knowing that families will be gathered with little to do, media companies plan their blockbuster television series for this month, and stores stock up on special gifts and extra food. Government surveys and information provided by food sellers indicate that in much of the Muslim world, food consumption rises significantly during this month of daytime fasting. Studies also show that whether food supplies go up or down, prices tend to go in one direction around Ramadan, up, sometimes sharply. At this market in central Baghdad, the price of tomatoes is up more than 500% from earlier this year, and meat is now out of the question for many shoppers. 45-year-old seafood seller Najim Abdullah says fish is normally a prominent special meal during Ramadan, but this year very few people can afford it.
Fish is a luxury now. Today, if a person buys one fish, people stare with envy because fish is a big deal.
In a nearby food shop, grocer Haider Khalil says retailers are suffering too, from shortages at the wholesale markets and a volatile security situation that keeps all but the most local customers away. He says he gets a steady stream of complaints about the prices.
Of course, people complain to us, but there is nothing we can do about it. It is all in the hands of the government and the farmers. These days, much of the food is imported, which is very expensive, and it got worse because of a crisis with Syria.
Back in Zafrania, a rare spot of good news for Hayat Karim and her family. They're about to become the beneficiaries of another important aspect of Ramadan, the obligation to give to the needy. Abu Wali, a blind man who serves as a sort of clearinghouse for donations to the neighborhood, is here to pass on the equivalent of about $70 given to him by a Ramadan donor who wishes to remain anonymous. This money may help make the Eid al-Fitr holiday that ends Ramadan a little brighter for this family, but for many Iraqis, this season is a reminder of how difficult their situation remains. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.